Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our friends hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum!
Please, listen. If you don't, if you won't, understand, and the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Lock the door! Lock the door!
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me! Listen! Help me! You're next, please! Please! You're next! We're in danger! Please, listen to me! Something terrible! Please! You're next! Here they are! They're already here! Help! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep! The seed is planted. Sleep! Sleep! Terror grows. Sleep!
Ellen, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Rob, Briella, homies.
It looked right at me.
You need to get out.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered.
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Now, there is something, though, that I do want to talk about in terms of what's going on here in this state right now. I don't know if you know about this. This is a dark alliance that's been built together between Josh Shapiro and politicians like him, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, yes, and Dr. Rachel Levine, yes. I know. They've now instituted a new program. We have them on video. We have them on video saying this, that they will take under 18-year-olds, which means minors, if you've been emancipated, if you're on the street, or even if you're in the foster system, and they will take children from the foster system and put them into this gender transition therapy. We know what the pronouns are for. We know what the grooming behavior is for. And what do they call it? What does Dr. Levine call it? Transgeneration. That was the name. That was the name they put this thing. Dr. Levine said that, not me. Transgeneration. They'll do this to foster children, kids who are already at a vulnerable point, right? They're obviously already suffered so much trauma, and we've heard the issues in the foster system.
It's a cult.
Now imagine you got a kid like that, who knows what happened to the parents, and you start throwing this stuff at them. And Dr. Levine said, I'm happy to do it. Of course you're happy to do it. Why? Because it's all about money. It's all, and Vanderbilt University, we have them on tape too. They said it's a cash cow. Why? Because the younger they get you, the more money they can get you over the course of your life. And if the insurance doesn't cover it, then you're paying out of pocket $40,000 up front, and then further treatments and further procedures for the rest of your life. They don't care about you as people. They're going for your children. And what's Dr. Levine doing? Rachel Levine is trying to make it so that insurance will cover this, that every insurer will cover this. And guess what? All the insurance companies, they're all for this too. Why? Again, cash cow.
They're coming after everybody. Dr. Francis Boyle, straight ahead. Stay with us.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock. 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I could spend the entire time just praising Dr. Francis Boyle, who was the author of the U.S. Chemical Biological Weapons Law, one of the main contributors to the world law, former head prosecutor at the United Nations, Slobodan Milosevic. So he's a heavy hitter, and he's one of the few recipients, only one a year, of a special secretive PhD at Harvard that Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski went through. So people ask, why don't we have more insiders that go public? Well, he's been going public for 30-plus years, and he's a professor of law as well. He came on in January and February of 2020. He predicted everything to a T that happened. It is, quite frankly, nightmarish to go back and watch those interviews, which we've done, where he was so dead on with his research and background, how they made it in the lab, how they released it, how the shot would make you sick and kill you. And then now, in the new executive order of Biden, they're planning the new attack. So you want tomorrow's news today, this is it. Meanwhile, AstraZeneca comes out and says, you know what? Our shot does cause blood clots. Big deal. Yeah, we're killing you. And foreign governments are banning all three of the shots. So there's a lot of good news as people wake up, but they're planning to hit us again. So Dr. Boyle, ahead of this interview, sent me some of the points he wants to get to. And he also sent us some articles, the executive order on advancing biotechnology and biofactoring innovation of the sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. It's a new economy. It's a food we're told is going to be all synthetic as well. Another headline he sent to me, Tucker Mercola, additional engineering pandemics, why additional engineering pandemics are to be expected. We've got all that. So here are the points that Dr. Boyle wants to get into. I appreciate him joining us today. Biden executive order, point by point, and the implications of it. White House admits more pandemics will be created. And then these points, the toughest problems and the Tamil genocide in Sri Lanka. He holds a doctorate of magna cum laude, as well as PhD in political science from both Harvard University. His latest book is Poems Against the Empire, which is a collection of poetic reflections on his experiences fighting for peace, justice, human rights, international law, social welfare, and the United States Constitution. Dr. Boyle, you're going to give us next year's news today. This is so important. Thank you for joining us, and go ahead and start wherever you like.
Alex, thank you for having me on, and my best to your viewing audience. And before I get into the substance, let me just repeat for your audience so that they can evaluate what I am saying. I called for and drafted the United States domestic implementing legislation for the Biological Weapons Convention that is known as the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989 that was passed unanimously by both houses of the United States Congress and signed into law by President George Bush Sr. with the approval of the United States Department of Justice. Now, that being said, then, there are two critical issues I want to discuss with your audience today. The first is the brand new executive order coming right out of Biden and his White House. And the second is the interrelated World Health Organization treaty that will set up a medical police state for the entire world and do an end run around American sovereignty. So let me take these one at a time. First, the Biden executive order. I won't go through all of it here because a lot of it is just total propaganda, Davos speak, and things of this nature. The critical part comes right at the very end, where it says, quote, the objective, Roman numeral 7, develop and work to promote and implement dual-use research of concern. Let me stop there. Develop, work, and promote dual-use research of concern. What is dual-use research of concern? They develop an offensive biological warfare weapon, and then they develop an alleged vaccine for it. That's dual use, offensive and defensive at the same in sequence.
So this is the official relaunching of the secret bioweapon program. This is officially launching a bioweapon program.
That's correct. And by President Biden himself, yes, there's no doubt it's right there in writing and on the White House letterhead. And Joe Biden himself personally proclaims this. That is what we are facing. So let me continue. Develop and work to promote and implement dual use research of concern. That's offensive biological warfare weapons perfected by a so-called vaccine. Let me continue. And research involving potentially pandemic and other high consequence pathogens. So they admit that they will be engaging in the development of offensive biological warfare weapons involving potentially pandemic pandemic pathogens like COVID-19 was.
Which openly violates the federal law you wrote.
That's correct. And also the Biological Weapons Convention of 1972. And they admit it right there. You can just read it, Alex. You just showed it to your audience. And then let me continue. And biomanufacturing-related R&D globally, research and development globally. So they're going to do this all over the world. Indeed, they already are in the BSL-3s and BSL-4s they have established around the world. And now we know they're doing gain-of-function work even in BSL-2s. All these BSL-3s and BSL-4s have to be shut down. And this dual-use research, DIRC, has to be stopped immediately if we don't want to see another pandemic. If you're listening to the news media and even the Biden administration, WHO, they're all saying, well, another pandemic is coming. Right. It is coming precisely because of what we are reading here. This dual-use research of concern involving potentially pandemic pathogens. They admit it right there. So, yes, they're already planning the next pandemic for us along the lines of COVID-19 and biomanufacturing-related R&D globally. So all around the world, that's what they're proposing. up and you have U.S. BSL-3s, BSL-4s, and some of our allies all over the world. Yes.
So why are they arrogantly doing this to try to legalize what they were already doing secretly that you exposed and many others exposed, the big controversy in 2015 with Obama and Chapel Hill? Because that's what it looks to me as a layperson is they know all this criminal gain of function is coming out, so now he's trying to retroactively legalize it?
Well, Alex, they've crossed the Rubicon, and they know it. They can't go back. So they're just charging ahead, full speed ahead. That's all I can figure here. Why they would admit this right there in plain English, but there it is. I mean, if you have a high school degree, you can read that paragraph and figure out what's going on, right? I mean, it's pretty clear. But now let's also get into biomanufacturing-related R&D globally. All right. This then gets us into the draft World Health Organization treaty.
And stay there, sir. For some reason, I don't have that treaty in front of me. I've seen it. We'll pull up during the break, come back with that, which gets rid of our sovereignty. We'll be right back with Dr. Boyle.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's a biomedical tyranny, a biomedical mad scientist government. And Biden, in just the last few months, in the White House and in Europe at a big EU meeting, said new pandemics are coming while they are producing biological weapons illegally, not just in the U.S., but in places like China, Ukraine, and other places. And that they get to pose as the saviors when the event happens. And now the U.N. has a new major move to take over our sovereignty. And the U.N. just bragged, I played the clip last night, that they're in control of censorship in America to shut down disinformation. This turned out to be totally true. Here's a few clips of Biden.
This year, we do need more money. But we don't just need more money for vaccines for children eventually. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead. And that's not something the last outfit did very well. That's something we've been doing for fairly well. That's why we need the money. Thank you all.
2 years ago, COVID-19 didn't need any reminders about how critical investments in health care systems were and health security is, both to fight the pandemic and to prepare for the next one, because it will not be the last pandemic we have to deal with. That's why the United States, together with the G7 partners and the World Bank, are investing in a new industrial-scale vaccine manufacturing facility in Senegal. When complete, we'll have the potential to produce hundreds of millions of doses of vaccine annually for COVID-19 and other diseases. It's an investment that will enhance global vaccine supplies as well as improve access and equity for developing countries.
So they produce the bioweapon, which they now confirm came out of a lab. They release it. They give us deadly shots and pose as saviors while getting stinking rich. Newly published analysis supports WHO pandemic treaty. Here's an analysis of the embryonic phase of the treaty. Our guest was involved and wrote the U.S. laws and helped write the U.N. laws on as well. Dr. Boyle, please continue.
Right. Yes, Biden knows there's going to be another pandemic, because his own laboratories here are preparing the virus that is going to produce the next pandemic whenever they decide to release it upon us. Indeed, monkeypox, in my opinion, obviously with 30 mutations beyond the wild type in Africa, that came out of a biological warfare weapons program and laboratory. And the timing, to me, seems to indicate it was designed to scaremonger people into accepting World Health Assembly regulations that failed. But those regulations have now been carried forward into this new draft World Health Organization treaty, which I just got a hold of this morning and had a chance to analyze. I won't go through all of it here. It's 19 pages long, Alex. But it's clear that this treaty, if passed, will give the World Health Organization dictatorial powers to determine health policies here in the United States in the event of another pandemic, which, of course, they know all along they're going to create. And that gets into the language of the Biden executive order, quote, and biomanufacturing-related R&D globally. So they're already planning, you know, for this to be global. And if you read the WHO treaty, first, it uses the same type of Davos speak that we see in the Biden executive order, Klaus Schwab, the Great Reset, and the rest of them. And indeed, some of the concepts are exactly the same, continuing the dual-use research of concern continuing with gain-of-function research that gave us COVID-19 at the Wuhan BSL-4, which is China's Fort Detrick. So why would any rational person want to give dictatorial powers to the WHO to deal with pandemics when we know, as a matter of fact, the WHO was involved in the Wuhan BSL-4, where COVID-19 was created, along with the University of North Carolina BSL-3. So the World Health Organization knew all about the COVID-19 pandemic. And as you know, they lied about it. They covered it up. They facilitated. And you can read through then the WHO treaty and see the overlap with some of the ideas and recommendations in the Biden executive order. So it does appear that the Bidenites have helped develop this WHO treaty.
Sure, and obviously the World Economic Forum, the globalists, the Bill Gates, got their hands in it. So how would you quantify the end game? Just a total biomedical power grab, global vaccine IDs for global IDs for buying and selling, universal basic incomes, carbon taxes. I mean, they're announcing it all.
Right. Most of it is in the treaty, right? It's right in there by plain English what they are going to do. And why would you want to give dictatorial powers to rule the world in the event of another pandemic that they are going to create into the hands of the WHO? Well, we know the WHO is controlled by the CDC, as you correctly pointed out, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, that will be developing these existentially dangerous vaccines that I call Frankenshots, and also the communist government in China. Why would we give them dictatorial powers? And then the treaty will be set up, Alex, to do a total end run around the sovereignty of the United States of America when it comes to public health care. Under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution, it says quite clearly, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, we the people. Now, that is what's known, we lawyers call the police powers of the state and local governments, and that has traditionally included public health. Well, if we get this treaty, what is going to happen then is that these WHO diktats on pandemics across the board will be able to overrule state and local governments that have dissented, have rebelled.
And we've already seen, I'll play the clip next segment, the UN and others admit they're directing public health policy. They create the policy, and so already under Biden, they follow the order. So they're already in function following it.
Right, and the CDC is pretty much using the WHO as a front organization to get around the problem that so many state and local authorities and the American people have rebelled against the CDC ukazes as to how the pandemic should be handled. Notice Texas is an open rebellion. Florida is open.
And that's good news. Dr. Boyle, stay right there. We'll come back with the UN head of information bragging about their...
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives him go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of big developments in the midterms. In 36 days, we're going to be covering the weaponization of the judiciary and more. Robert Barnes in studio with me, fourth hour. Dr. Francis Boyle, author of the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Law, former head U.N. war crimes prosecutor. He's here with us now, laying out this incredible big pharma takeover of our society. If you think they're just giving up on COVID, and yes, people are fighting back and speaking out, and yes, they're having problems, if you think they're going away, you've been smoking something in tobacco. But here is the spokesperson for the head of UN Information, Melissa Fleming, bragging how they own the science on vaccines, on climate change, own science, and how they're working with Google to censor people. So that's what we're talking about, is the UN running our medical system in America. Here it is.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change,
you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. We own the science, and we think that the world, you know, should know it, and the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
So the UN owns questioning, and they run Google, and that's a good thing. Imagine them as our doctors. So, Dr. Boyle, please continue.
Right. And if you read the treaty, that's obviously what's going to happen. People like me will be completely censored and cut off as disinformation and conspiracy theory and whatever. And you too, Alex, under the terms of this new treaty, it's all right in there, just read through it. So what happened was they realized the amount and extent of resistance coming certainly from the American people and some of our elected officials. And so they decided to do an end run around this, get this WHO treaty. And if it's passed, what will happen then is that the WHO will come up with some order that they concocted with the CDC and Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist government and Big Pharma, and tell our state and local authorities, elected officials, health authorities, what they must do. If they do not do it, then the federal government will go into federal court before a federal judge, and they're part of the system too. You know, they get their paychecks from the U.S. federal government, and seek an injunction against our own democratically elected officials and healthcare officials to comply with the latest orders coming out of the WHO CDC on pain of being fined exorbitantly, you know, $10,000-$20,000 a day.
So a UN medical dictatorship that also censors us. Wow.
That's correct. If you read through the treaty, it's all very clear what's going to happen. It will be under the control of the WHO, that is basically a front organization for the CDC, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Communist Chinese government. Right. We've discussed this before.
How do we fight this? What do we do?
Well, I think we have to defeat this treaty. There's no question about it. My advice is that we need a circular letter by members of the Senate saying that if and when this treaty is presented to the Senate, we will vote against it. And we need to get one-third plus one members of the U.S. Senate signed on to that letter, send it to the head of the WHO, Tedros, send it to every ambassador to the World Health Assembly, and also send it to the foreign ministers of every government in the world. If we make it clear that that treaty will be defeated, if it is signed by the Biden administration, which I suspect it will be, people might think twice, why are we going to sign on to this treaty when the Americans have made it clear they will not? What's the game here? So that would be, I think, the way we need to proceed on this WHO treaty, to make it clear it will never pass the United States Senate. And we also then need to be lobbying every member of the United States Senate right now in advance against this WHO treaty. Otherwise, we will be living under a WHO global police state. Sure.
Let's just back up, because you don't want to cover ancient history, but it's important to not do a victory lap to prove how right you were. Go back almost, we're talking more than 2.5 years ago. You laid out what they were going to do, what was going to happen, what was going to come next. Can we look at how it's turned out? These shots don't work. They make you sick. How's it going for the globalists? Criminal investigations in the EU of the head of Pfizer. I mean, it looks like things aren't going well for them. But as you said, they're just committed and charging forward. They're not giving up. And they're trying to start war in Russia. They've already started a war in Russia. They're blowing up pipelines. I mean, this just seems like Guder Dommerung apocalypto stuff.
Well, you're right. I already had a 45-minute conversation with the Attorney General of Louisiana on my proposal of indicting Fauci, Collins, and the rest of them for their involvement, and everyone at the UNC BSL-3 for their involvement in development of COVID-19, indicting them for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. And then I also talked with him on a separate set of indictments for the chief operating officers, presidents, chief scientific officers of the executives in charge of the Frankenshots. I wouldn't dignify them with the word vaccines, at BioNTech, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, et cetera, right, on murder and conspiracy to commit murder. And I went through the Louisiana statute. I was originally hired here to teach criminal law. I've taught for 7 or 8 years before I moved over to international human rights law, and answered all his questions. And at the end of a 45-minute conversation, he agreed with me on my theory of the case. It was basically a political decision whether to indict these people. I also had a similar 35-minute conversation with the Deputy Attorney General of South Carolina, going through his homicide statutes line by line with respect to these two sets of indictment for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. And at the end of the 35 minutes, he agreed with me on the theory of the case, but said, it's a political decision to start indicting these people. I think if we can get one courageous state or local county prosecutor to indict these people for murder and conspiracy to commit murder, the whole House of Cards will collapse.
We did Jim Garrison, but unlike the JFK thing, he was publicly successful in exposing it as an assassination of the deep state, but not in bringing him to justice. But I agree with you. The dominoes will start to fall because it's so obvious they lied about gain of function. Now Fauci and Daszak have gotten a new contract for more corona bat research in China. I mean, they're really rubbing our nose in it.
Right. As I said, they know they've crossed the Rubicon and there's no turning back. They know certainly they violated my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act and face life in prison for sure. And I'm sure it's gotten back to them that, well, it's been all over, that I'm pursuing my campaign to get these people indicted for murder and conspiracy to commit murder.
Dr. Ball, stay there. Let's talk about your campaign to get these criminals indicted straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, just let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Broadcast and others.
Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
So, Dr. Boyle, in the 8-9 minutes we have left here before Dr. has to leave us and before Robert Barnes joins us in the studio, you're on a quest to expose these people so they can't do it again. Not just about vindictiveness, it's about stopping them. And you were able over 2.5 years ago to predict exactly what would happen. What's going to happen if we don't bring them to justice? We have Rand Paul exposing them. We have criminal investigations starting around the world. The EU, the head of Pfizer won't testify now. So things clearly aren't going the way they thought it would. But like any megalomaniac, they feel invincible. Where would you say their psychology is now and what they're planning next?
Well, that's exactly, you're right. They see this thing crumbling because of our resistance, pioneered to a good extent because you've been so kind as to have me on your program repeatedly since the beginning of the pandemic. And so now, instead of backing off, since they crossed the Rubicon, they are doubling down, tripling down with the Biden executive order calling for more offensive biological warfare weapons that would produce new pandemics. And now this WHO treaty that will set up a global medical police state. and especially here in the United States of America, they'll do an end run around our constitutional rights. And indeed, there is a Supreme Court case, Missouri versus Holland, saying that a treaty can trump the 10th Amendment. And they're aware of this. Biden's a lawyer. His chief of staff, Ron Klain, was behind me at Harvard Law School. They're aware then that, that the only way they can make a legal end run around our state and local control of our public health to depart from CDC orders is by means of a treaty. And so they're going all out to do that as well. This is what faces us, Alex, and it's not just a medical worldwide medical dictatorship, but it's clear, we've discussed this before, it's the depopulation agenda. It's a 1-2 punch with COVID-19, an offensive biological warfare weapon with gain-of-function properties. And now they admit in the Biden executive order issued by Biden himself under his name, they're going to develop more of these offensive biological warfare weapons, and they're fully prepared to release them. Just like they released the Amerithrax, anthrax attacks in October 2001. And I was the first to blow the whistle on that November 1, 2001, at a conference for the Council for Responsible Genetics at Harvard Divinity School. So that we're going to see more pandemics, more death, more Frankenshots. I said very early on, given the nature of COVID-19, any so-called vaccines produced by Big Pharma will be more dangerous than useless. And that prediction has certainly come true. You know, you can add up for yourself how many people have been murdered by these Frankenshots or severely disabled. And we're only at the beginning of what we are going to see if we don't stop the Frankenshots. Sure. And I told you before, I helped defend Captain Dr. Yolanda Hewitt-Vaughn from the anthrax and botulin experimental Frankenshots in Gulf War I. Of 500,000 troops, U.S. troops injected, at least 11,000 died, and 100,000 were disabled. And that's a floor, not a ceiling, of what we are facing here.
Well, that's so, right. And we helped, you helped defeat that previously, and the public helped defeat it. So we can defeat them. I mean, I think it's fair to say their power grab is not going as well as they wanted. It's been terrible. They killed a lot of people, maimed a lot of people, both with the Frankenshot and with the release of the virus. But how would you describe where they're at right now? Because the public wants to know if we're winning or not. I think there's real signs of global awakening and a lot of positive things happening. But as you said, they're just doubling and tripling down. But clearly they don't like it that it's in mainstream news that AstraZeneca admits it causes blood clots and, you know, Pfizer admits their shot doesn't work. I mean, it really is blowing up in their face.
Alex, we're in the fight of our lives. This is basically a World War III that we're fighting right now. On COVID-19, on the Frankenshots, and on the next pandemic and pandemics. They'll continue to release pandemics on us to scaremonger us into accepting this global medical tyranny and also to reduce the population. I mean, right now we're talking at least maybe a million and a half dead Americans. I'm not even talking about, you know, people around the world, a million and a half. I mean, that's twice the American Civil War right there. And they're not going to stop. We have to stop them. The, as I said before, in my opinion, you know, we're dealing with people possessed by a Nazi mentality. And we have to face up to this, the infiltration of Nazi ideas, Nazi philosophy into our elite. Here in the United States of America, yes.
Dr. Boyle, we got about a minute and a half left. Closing comments.
Well, as you said, I think we've seen the beginning of the end here. We're seeing forces of resistance being mobilized all over the country. I hear from them all the time. I hear from many of your listeners. I'm happy to talk to them. Many of them have gotten together, have gotten to organized, bringing pressure on their state, local, county prosecutors. I think if we can get one set of indictments for murder, the whole house of cards will collapse. I don't think we have them on the run, but this, I hope, is the beginning of the end, Alan.
So we're not winning yet, but we're fighting back and having some success.
We are, yes. I think we are, yes.
All right, where's the best place for people to reach you if they want to interview you or find your work? They can search your name and find many of your books, Professor Francis A. Boyle, but what else can they do?
Well, yeah, they can just Google my name and all my books come up, and my email address is there, sure. I'm happy to talk with anyone. I talk with many people all over the country about getting organized and getting these indictments. You have my book, Resisting Medical Tyranny. The legal case is all set out in there. I would also recommend Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci. There's a lot of documentation in there, facts that you can use to convince a prosecutor to get these indictments, yes.
Well, I know you don't want to feel vindicated because it's horrible to be proven right, but this is so nightmarish, and it's out in the open, so at least we've got a fighting chance. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. Appreciate the time.
Sure. Thanks for having me on again, Alex. Keep up the good work.
I'll try, sir. All right. Robert Barnes is coming in to co-host with me next hour, and I'm going to Connecticut today for the show trial. They admit, mainstream news, that I'm not allowed to defend myself. It's insane. I'm there just as a mannequin, or so they can kind of fool the jury that it's actually somehow a real trial. But I'm still going to go regardless and fight them with the press conferences and the rest of it. So look for that tomorrow and Wednesday. I'll be back Thursday in studio. I'll be filing special reports and more. But Robert Barnes in studio coming up. And this is the fight for the future. It's the fight for the whole world. They're going to put us under more lockdowns. They're going to come with more forced injections if we don't expose them now. That's why this broadcast is so important. So please, get products you already desperately need and keep us on air. Thank you so much for your past support, but take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the InfoWars Super Sale going. Biggest sale of the year. 40-50% off on things like DNA Force Plus. X3 is back in stock. All three types of good iodine for your immune system, your body, your energy, your mental clarity, your focus. That's why they try to keep iodine out of your diet. Most iodine's bound. This isn't bound. It's all the types you need to be healthy. X3 back in stock, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Just take the X3 challenge. You want to support the broadcast anyway, so if you've been on the fence, go and get a bottle of X3 today at InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Take a few drops under your tongue every day, and just see what happens in about 2 weeks. InfoWarsStore.com, X3, part of the big sale. Everything, 40-50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get a signed or unsigned copy of the number one book right now in the world, The Great Reset, The War for the World. And go to 1776coin.com, get the limited edition Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.